Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. Welcome again this week. This is the part two in our series, Speaking the Truth in Love. And we've been looking on Ephesians 4:15, and it says, "Instead, as we lovingly speak the truth, we will grow up completely in our relationship to Christ, who is our head." And our end goal really is to make peace with persons who we interact with on a daily basis, co-workers, friends, family members, neighbors, you name it. Who, as long as it involves people, what you want to do is resolve conflicts in love, because how you say things really matter. And last week we looked on six principles that can help you speak the truth in love. And this give correct and fair verdicts, don't use secret and shameful ways, don't distort God's word, clearly reveal the truth, don't lie, and always seek to make peace. So this week now, I want to examine now, what exactly is the mindset that you need to have in order to speak the truth in love? Because sometimes the word says that you speak what is inside, and what is inside is driven by your belief system and your mindset. So we want to look on what exactly the type of mindset that you want to have to ensure that you always speak the truth in love. And there are five things that we want to examine today. And first one is, the mindset is, first mindset you want to look on, refuse to make fun of the person. And Judges 16 verse 15 says, "Delilah said to Samson, how can you say that you love me when your heart isn't mine? You have made fun of me three times now, but you still haven't told me what makes you so strong." So, in context, this is a situation where Delilah is trying to get Samson to reveal his secret. But when you think about speaking the truth in love, and the mindset is that, you ever ask somebody a question, or you really want to resolve an issue, but instead of taking you seriously, they actually make fun of you, and there's no resolve. The situation don't even go anywhere. Conversation probably just fall flat, and you feel foolish at the end of the day, as opposed to the situation is resolved because the person don't take you seriously. And this is a serious thing when you're actually dealing with issues. Like, you don't want to make fun of the person. And one of the things that can cause a conflict now is when you're trying to resolve the issue and you actually make fun of the person. So Delilah wants to know Samson's secret. Instead of telling her straightforward, "Yo, man, I tell you," give her some riddles and tell her some foolishness, and she try it to see how best she can do whatever, and she just look foolish at the end of the day. And sometimes, you know, it's embarrassing, or sometimes I might feel hurt by when persons make fun of you when you're actually trying to resolve an issue. You get me? And you have to really think about it. Like, are you really trying to, because you understand the situation in a particular way, and then you make fun of the person and say, "Yo, my youth, why you make this bother you?" Because a simple thing this, but really and truly, the way in which it affected the person is deeper than how it may affect you. So you have to keep that in mind. The second thing, the second mindset you want to keep in mind is never make accusations. And the other thing that can cause conflict is when you're having the conversation now, and all that the person is doing is making accusation. "You're your fault. You would do it. If I never did do this, this wouldn't happen," and that sort of thing. And really and truly, you don't want it. You don't want to make accusations that can cause issues, and even cause conflict that can later go unresolved or even destroy the relationship in the long term. So what you want to do is basically never make an accusation. So that's why last week when we talked about speak what is fair, it's very important that you actually do that. And Psalms 32 verse 2 says, "Blessed is the person whom the Lord no longer accuses of sin and who has no deceitful thoughts. And that's that second component. Is the third mindset that you want to have is make sure that your thoughts towards a person is sincere. And because you don't want to have a deceptive motive when you're resolving the conflict. Because if your motive is deceptive, and you like Delilah, her motive is deceptive, was deceptive because she wanted to destroy Samson's strength, because Samson was a pain point for the Philistines. So she was trying to figure out now a secret to trap him, and she went about trying several ways in order to get him to reveal the secret. But when you think about Noah, bring it back now in terms of a situation today, like instead of, say for instance, something bad happens between two persons, there's a big conflict and somebody did something that was inappropriate. And the person may say like, all right, cool, let us resolve this and move on. But in the person's heart and how they're approaching the situation is that they want revenge. And that's something that you want to think about in terms of, if you really want to resolve a matter, make sure that your motive is really that and not towards getting a revenge or whatever. So you think about in terms of how exactly you want to resolve the matter, and you speak the truth as opposed to tell a lie, which is basically what we covered last week. Next thing now, according to James 2:15 and 16, is to look to meet the need. So there may be an unresolved need that is causing the issue. So if you think about the person who is working on the project and they're not meeting the deadline, there may be an issue that the person needs to get help with. And meeting that need can really help to propel the person's performance. And according to James, it says, suppose a believer, whether a man or a woman, needs clothes or food, and one of you tells that person, be good with you, God be with you, stay warm, make sure you eat enough. If you don't provide for that person's physical needs, what good does it do? And that's a serious question. So if you recognize that the person have an issue that can help propel their performance, and that is affecting their performance at the same time, now, how can you meet that need or find resources that can help meet that person's need so that the conflict can be resolved? Because the reason why there's an issue is because the person has a need. What is that need? How can you meet that need? Can you help that person, point the person in the right direction to get that need be met? So these are some of the things that you need to think about in terms of the mindset, like how you think about the situation in order to ensure that the conflict is resolved. And the last mindset is to be sincere, according to John 1 verse 47. So we mentioned this earlier. Your motive towards a person must be sincere. And according to Jesus, Jesus saw Nathanael coming towards him and remarked, here is a true Israelite who is sincere. So your motive in terms of your mindset has to be sincere towards the person. And all these five things combined will help you to have the right mindset to speak the truth in love. Meaning, how you say it will ensure that you uncover what the need is and you get the conflict resolved in a very peaceful way going forward. And when you think about it, what will drive conflict is if you're selfish in how you think. So if you're deceitful, make accusation, make fun of the person, and selfish, that will always cause conflict. But if you think about it, don't make fun of the person, you say what is fair and correct, your thoughts are sincere, and you look to meet the need, what that will do is enable you now as the individual to actually find the best way to resolve the issue. And those are some things to think about this week in terms of, do you have the right mindset when you're actually approaching conflict to ensure that what you say really bring about a peaceful resolve in the situation. So these are some things to think about. What is your mindset? And we'll come back again next week as we look on the language pattern next week in terms of how do you say what you should be saying to ensure that there is peace within the relationship. So until we meet again, I'm Andre Palmer. God bless and one love.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend. This podcast was also brought to you by RemlaMinistries.com, resources to help you on your Christian journey, study guides, counseling, and more. For more information, visit our website at www.remlaministries.com.